performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Hi there, fellas. Here we go for another half-hour ride on the good old CP merry-go-round. It's just loaded down with stars who came aboard to answer your requests addressed to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. And here's the queen of the carousel, Dinah Shore.
Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Barry? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pyrrhus in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can learn to spell and take dictation well and never sit on the boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bowed at the knee if she can show a faultless personality. And why certain girls offered certain things like sable coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right. That's right. So right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart, or what a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like my personality.
Again, gang, we've got stacks of mail to answer tonight, and right on top is a request from Corporal Harvey Lane, stationed in Japan. Money is the root of all evil, and it's those ever-wonderful Andrews sisters.
Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If a woman calls a man honey, and it's on account of his money, honey and money will soon be gone. Take it away, take it away, take it away. I got the one I love. I got the moon and stars above. I got my youth and health. What do I want with wealth? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. La 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 la.
Haven't got a cent, but don't worry. Haven't got a job, but no hurry. I would answer if they gave me gold.
Take it away, take it away, take it away.
If you want no income tax, mister, take it easy and relax, mister. And they offer work, be strong and say,
take it away, take it away, take it away.
What am I saying?
Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, 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 take it away.
That was wonderful. What did you think, Harry Von
Zandt? Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
I'm breathless.
I'm panting.
I'm Laverne.
Gosh, what a catchy rhythm you have. My toe is still tapping it out.
My toe is still tapping.
My toe is tapping.
My toe is tapping.
My knees are knocking.
Well, Harry, why?
Well, Dinah, because I've admired these girls for so long, and here they are in person. Three girls.
Well, gee, Harry, we've admired you, and here you are in person.
Yes.
But you don't scare us very much.
Oh, of course not.
Well, not too much.
Yes.
Well, some.
Maxine.
Yeah?
Don't let go of the baseball bat.
Now, wait a minute. It's not...
Not
now,
you,
these
Harry.
Kids stick together, don't they? Well, girls, which one of you would like to go out with me tonight, huh?
Well, let's change the subject quick. Huh?
Yes, Harry. Have you heard our arrangement of Tippy Tin?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. As a matter of fact, every time you've broadcasted, I've been busy in the kitchen making that milk bottle suds test, you know.
Oh, my.
Yes.
At least we got him off the track.
And you know, I can't say I like the milk bottle suds test.
Well, it doesn't make enough suds.
Yeah, not only that, but it spoils the milk, too, you know. But I tell you what, girls, go on and sing Tippy Tin. I'd like to know how it sounds, huh?
Well, Harry.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuel. He held her like this, this lovely miss, and stole a kiss. This fellow, he said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you there. Tip-a-tip-a-tin, tip-a-tin, tip-a-tip-a-tin, tip-a-tip-a-tin. He kept on stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tip-a-tip-a-tin, tip-a-tin, tip-a-tip-a-tin, tip-a-tin. She was saying, go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole the kiss. This fellow, he said he was glad that he had met her, and soon he would come and he'd get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go home until I know you better.
tippy-ta. He kept on stealing, and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-ta, tippy-ta. She was saying, go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied. Tippy-tippy-tin, that's how he complied.
A lot of you men stationed in Japan have asked for David Rose music. Well, Dave is out of the service now, and he's come over to guest conduct one of his own arrangements tonight. It's Temptation. Davey, take it away. dance and things musical. To something just a little bit more on the sober side, I'd say. Just
Wait a minute, my fragile little piece of bric-a-brac. I'd like to have a word with you.
Jimmy, did you say you'd like to have a word with me?
Yes, perhaps several. I know several, and there's no use just letting them lay around doing nothing.
All right, then what's on your mind?
Without further ado, may I proffer my business card?
Your business card? Oh, well, let's see now. James Durante, empresario, entrepreneur, and bon vivant extraordinaire. My, it sounds very impressive.
Yes, it's hard to believe that I'm only the janitor. But be that notwithstanding, after hearing the dulcet tones of your thrush-like singing voice, all they gotta do is write them and I'll pronounce them. And I'll do it again to make sure that I know it. But be that notwithstanding, after hearing the dulcet tones of your thrush-like singing voice, I'm in a position to make you a proposition.
Oh, a proposition?
Not the kind you're thinking of, remember. I'm only a civilian.
Jimmy, well, what sort of an offer is it? Something to do with my singing?
Precisely. Did you ever stop to think if you had some training, you might be a success, Dinah?
Well, Jimmy, I have had training.
But not by the right teacher. Who's the greatest music... Who's the great... That's one I can't pronounce. Who's the greatest genius in the world today? It reads the same when you skip him. Who does Toscanini call up when he's in trouble? Who does Tchaikovsky turn to when things look black?
You don't mean...
Yes, Umbriago.
Umbriago. Now, is he really such a great music teacher?
Great. Why, without him, Beethoven don't give a beat. Wagner don't give a wag, and Damrosch?
Oh.
Well, you get the idea.
Yes, I think I do.
Do I detest a note of levity in your voice, my good woman?
Oh, no. I'm really very much interested.
Just consider our list of satisfied clients. Take Bing Crosby, for instance. Before Bing took Umbriago's course, what was he? A vamp. Now look at him. A beautiful home, money in the bank.
And four children.
You're talking about the advanced course. I love that kind of carries on.
Say, Jimmy, tell me, who were some of your other pupils?
Who were some of our other pupils? Well, John Charles Thomas, to name a few. And of course... A lot of college graduates in back of me. That Eminent crooner, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Frank Sinatra. What did you do for him?
Nothing. We came too late. The damage was already done. However, to return to Umbriago, I can say unequivocally and without fear of successful contradiction that in the limbo of glissando and arpeggio, not to mention allegro con moto, there is... I'm stuck. There is no one whose perceptive capabilities compare with the momentous prestidigitare.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, how can you say that?
Now that I look at it, I wonder how I made it myself.
Say, Jimmy, how about a sample of what Umbriago's done for you?
Dinah, those eight words may well lead to such chill offense. Touché, maestro, touché. The other night, I'm walking home and feeling so gay. When I'm walking home, I'm always that way. What a home I've got. The kitchen is delightful. The living room is grand. And the bathroom is out of this world, which makes it a little bit inconvenient. Opened up my door, I got the grandest surprise. All my friends were there, and they began to harmonize.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute.
Happy birthday, dear Jimmy. Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute, boys. Curb your enthusiasm. And anyway, I've got a confession to make. This isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No. But it's the birthday of someone near and dear to me. It's my nose's birthday, not mine. And I'm proud to say the schnozzle's doing fine. My nose was born upon this day in 1893. Exactly 2 weeks later, the stork delivered me. It was the first time in history that the nose outweighed the child's. When I was born, my dad took one look at my schnoz and said to the stork, "Take that back." Just because our country's emblem is an eagle, that don't mean we have to raise one. But in spite of my dad, the schnoz and I are closer than Damon and Petunias. Not even a mustache has ever come between us. I tried to raise a mustache once, and what happened? Nothing. It wouldn't grow in the shade. Sabotage on the part of the schnoz. But I am as happy as I can be, cause it's McNose's golden anniversary. You know, looking back over the years, my schnoz and I weathered many a storm. Sometimes I got the schnoz in trouble, and sometimes the schnoz got me in trouble. I'll never forget my first train ride. I was in a lower berth when I decided to call the porter. So I stuck my nose out through the curtain, and what happened? The porter came by, grabbed my schnoz, and before I could pull it back in, he brushed it, shined it, polished it, and said, "I did a good job on that one. Now where's the other shoe?" Big tears started to roll down my nose. Yes, and it's a brave tear that'll start on a trip like that. You know, I felt sorry for the schnoz, but I'm proud of him. Why, I'll tell you. The schnoz was never unreasonable. He never asked for no French roll handkerchiefs. A wipe at a cuff was enough. And I'll never forget the time the schnoz saved my life. One Sunday at the beach, I'm in the water swimming the Australian crawl, which I learned from a kangaroo acquaintance of mine. I was swimming around when I decided to submerge, and then it happened. I found myself face to face with a vicious swordfish. Just as the swordfish was about to attack me, he took one look at my schnoz and said, "I give up. You're equipped with a superior weapon." That's why the schnoz and I, believe me, both be like we do. Why, we wouldn't breed without each other. That's true. I'm as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary.
Something, and it's only natural after that lovely rendition for a girl's thoughts to turn to romance. With this established, it's just a hop, skip, and a four-bar intro into a brand new show tune called "Here I Go Again." And I'm all in a tizzy with wondering if he or is he the guy. I should count to ten, but here I go again, feeling sad. That lot of good it'll do me to sigh so why should I pick my chin up and why wait for him to call?
when I never seem to win out. I know I'm writing for a fall, but here I go again. And if you ask me when will I learn to discover, I fear that the answer is never
another week, men. But keep those letters coming to us at Command Performance. We want to hear from you so that we'll know what you want to hear from us. This is Dinah. Night now.
Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.